If a guy's going to give up, and because you weren't available when he asked, is going to be like, well, I'm never talking to her again, then that tells you everything you need to know. Main characters are like, okay, it does not matter. Next.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Quality Queen Control. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. How are you feeling on today? Oh, make sure that you are following me on the podcast Instagram. We're trying to grow to 10,000 followers on the podcast Instagram. We're currently at like a little over 7,000, and we have some fun little things that we're going to be doing now. We added an amazing person to the team, my guru, and she's going to be helping with the aesthetics and everything and getting us together. So we have a new thing called Tea Time Tuesdays, okay, where you guys will be submitting tea based off of the prompt that I post. And so just make sure that you're looking out for that. I don't know what day you are going to be seeing this, but if you follow the Instagram, you will see on Tuesdays, we will have Tea Time Tuesdays, and you can share your stories all anonymously, okay? So do not worry. No one will ever know that you said this or anything. I will never expose anything. So yeah, that'll be super fun. And then on Mondays, we'll do like a little like tip of the day, things like that. So we're definitely sprucing it up. So today we're going to be talking about main character energy, all right? And why a lot of the times we tend to be exhausted, because we are fulfilling roles that we honestly should not be, right? So we have to be honest with ourselves. It's not that we are lacking potential, right? It's that we are lacking belief in ourselves. What exactly does main character energy embody, right? And so your lack behavior is going to match the belief that you claim to have. Thoughts become things. So main character energy, first of all, yes, it sounds cute in theory, but it is very costly, all right? Because it's more than just the affirmations, the matcha, the morning routine. It's like, it's way more than that. It's responsibility. It is waking up and saying, if my life falls apart, I'm not going to blame my parents, my ex, my church, my trauma, or the algorithm, all these different things. Radical responsibility. So some of you want main character and, you know, results with side character discipline. Now, how is that going to work? You really have to be her. So if you want the ring, the platform, the money, the glow, the respect, you can't negotiate with procrastination. I'm telling you this as I'm living through this experience, right? Everyone has different degrees to which they may procrastinate, et cetera, et cetera. And I really have to speak to myself. Like even on days like today where that are my filming days, I have to say, all right, Aisha, get up, get it done, you know, what have you. And it actually is motivating because I completely have changed my mindset. There was a point in time where I'm sorry, but no matter what I did and despite what I love, it still wasn't enough for me to get out of bed, even though I am excited and I genuinely do love it. So there was a little bit of a disconnect because I would always hear people say, you know, do something that is going to like make you get out of bed and all these different things. And I'm like, well, I do love what I do, but I still want to sleep and be cozy, you know, and me shifting my mindset and realizing that there is no reward for doing it tomorrow. There is no reward for literally delaying what you need, the work that needs to be produced today to advance yourself tomorrow. There's no reward for that. The reward you get for laziness, and what also helped me with this is honestly scripture. Like it's biblical that you should not, like a man that is, lazy and procrastinates is going to be experiencing poverty in their life. It is literally biblical that when you are a lazy person, you will see poverty in your life. I don't want that, right? We don't want that, okay? So we have to be able to do the work. And I also realize, you know, as I've gone through different, you know, phases and realizations in my journey, that people that are ambitious are always moving forward. They're always doing something, 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 something. Of course, there's going to be a lot of things that do not work, but you also get to your conclusion of what does work a lot faster when you are when you keep moving. Also, you know what they say? Depression can't hit a moving target. Hello. So if you're still texting men who confuse you, if you're still over-explaining yourself in rooms that you should have just got up and left, main character energy is going to require a cutting process. We all have to go through this, right? We all have engaged with men that are confusing us and we're confused on the signs. We're making up a million excuses for it. But this is where most of you are going to fold because you are not going to cut your access to people and things and places. You have to do it and be prepared to be discussed, talked about, all the different things. Babe, the difference is people were already talking about you. You're just finding it out. You have to, you know, you have to realize that believing in yourself is a spiritual decision. Life is spiritual, right? Low self-belief is not humility. It is you having a fear and it's being disguised as the modesty, but you'll say things like, oh, I just don't want to be prideful, but really you're terrified of being seen. That's what it is. You are terrified of being seen. You don't want people to think you're doing too much. You don't want people to have more to criticize. You're terrified of failing maybe publicly. You're terrified of people judging you, obviously. People are going to judge you. When you truly come to terms with the fact that people are going to judge you regardless, no matter what it is that you do, you will be okay with the fact that whether you do, whether you don't, people are going to have something to say. More importantly, you're terrified of the responsibility. How can I keep this up, right? It's kind of that imposter syndrome. Am I going to be able to maintain being this way? Am I going to be able to maintain my faith journey? Am I going to be able to maintain waking up at, you know, a certain time to get all the things done that I need to get done? What if I wake up one day and I don't want to do it? Then am I going to start spiraling and then everything is undone? The fear of the unknown, all these different things. But when you have faith, it's not only believing in God that you practice your faith, but it's believing that God did not make a mistake when he made you. Look at the story in the Bible with David and Goliath, right? Before David became a king, he was overlooked. He was a shepherd boy. Before he was crowned as king, God already called him. You ever heard that saying, God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called? I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. But before David fought Goliath, he was a shepherd boy. But then the moment came where he knew he had to go up against Goliath, and he didn't say, oh no, I'm not qualified. No, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? AKA, okay, who is this? Huh? I'm gonna step up to the plate. That's main character energy. It's not arrogance, but it's having the awareness of your assignment and stepping into it. There actually is a difference. When you know that you belong in a certain place, there is a certain confidence that you have. And it is not to be mistaken with arrogance, right? Because arrogance, I would argue, almost stems a little bit from insecurity. You have to oversell because you don't feel worthy of said position. But there is a quiet confidence that you have when you know you belong in a certain place and you stand firm in that position. So a part of being the main character is going to require you to stop dating like an extra. All right. Some of you do not have main character energy when it comes to dating. I mean, literally at all. You have please pick me energy. You do. You really, really do. You overperform, right? You over-sexualize everything, right? Like I think we should all have the awareness now that sexual behavior is not what's going to ever keep a man, right? You might be able to get him, but girl, you're not going to be able to keep him, right? You think dressing with showing everything is going to make a man want you, right? You over-communicate all the time because you're not being spoken to, so you want to make sure you're going out of your way because you're hoping that the more wanton you are, then he will follow suit. You're being over-accommodating, you know? Oh, well, just letting you know, you can always like stay at my place, you know? It's not like anyone else is here, you know? You can always like come by like whenever you want. Like if I'm ever on your mind, please, like I love surprises. Please just like stop by my, please stop with what you're doing. None of this is main character energy, all right? You call it being understanding. No, it's insecurity. That's what it is, right? You'll say things like, well, I just want to show him that I'm different. Like, different how? By having no boundaries, right? You are doing unpaid internships in men's lives. It ends today, okay? If you are the main character, you understand that the show is about you. And I am of the belief, happy wife, happy life. In a relationship, men need to make my life easier. And in return, of course, like, there is power in happy wife, happy life. There is power in a man investing in one woman and helping to and being nurturing towards building her up as a woman. And as a result, it's a beautiful outcome when a man is caring of you, he's invested in you, he is pursuing you, he's treating you with respect and honor. Trust me, it's life-changing. And you don't have to do anything to get it. All the women that are in healthy relationships, yes, they exist. When you ask them, what did you do to get this guy? I'm willing to bet a lot of them have said, I didn't do anything special, actually. Like, there is no code that I can give you. There are no words to say in this order that are going to, is going to make this man all of a sudden turn around and he is obsessed with you because you said this specific sentence and he wants to be with you because you said this. Like, no, it's an energy that you carry, you know, that makes a man, one, curious about you. And then it's how you carry yourself and train him to treat you that will allow him to invest in you. But men are going to always casually observe your behavior, because when you are the main character in dating, it's going to look like not having to chase clarity. You don't feel the need to be like, well, just letting you know, I would love to, you know, actually be your girlfriend. I remember when my boyfriend asked me on his own, you know, would you want to be asked, you know, and I was like, yeah, of course I would want to be asked, but I didn't initiate the conversation. I wasn't like, just letting you know, I would want to be asked. Like, that's the, to me, it's the same thing almost as asking, would you want to be asked for, you know, whether or not you want to get engaged? Or like, would you, like, of course, every woman would love the surprise of being engaged. I'm telling you this right now for the men that are watching this, okay? Women always want to be asked in a very meaningful way to be your girlfriend. There is not a woman on this earth, and if she says any different, she's lying. That's like, you know what? I'm perfectly okay with you never asking me to be your girlfriend because I just understand what it is. It's obvious that we're boyfriend and girlfriend. No. Titles give things meaning, and meaning gives assignment. And assignment means there are boundaries, and boundaries means there is respect, which now gives you the ability to say, all right, if you do not perform within these parameters or you perform outside of these parameters, said consequence is going to be the answer. Okay. You're also not going to convince a man of your value if you are the main character energy. Like, hello, you don't need to convince or prove anything. I wish more of you understood this even more. It is okay to genuinely be yourself, okay? You cannot run away the man that truly wants to pursue you. Think about all the times in your life where a man, you were not even interested in a man, and or in that man in particular. And this man is not getting the hint. He's still hitting you up. He's still asking you out to dinner. You said no 15 times and he still is, you know, hey, I'm in the area. Would you be available? Like, and you're like, no, go home, Roger. Like, you're not interested in him in any capacity, but he still is relentless. So think about that. It's the same for guys that also are interested in you. You have to gauge how willing they are to pursue you. If a guy's going to give up, and because you weren't available when he asked, is going to be like, well, I'm never talking to her again, then that tells you everything you need to know. Main characters are like, okay, it does not matter. Next. You also do not shrink your standards so that you can keep, you know, access into people's lives, or let other people keep access into your life by just, you're playing yourself. When you're playing certain roles, you are playing yourself. And also, you're not gonna beg for consistency. What is wrong with some of you? You gotta break it down and explain to a man what communication means. You gotta break it down and explain to him, by the way, whenever something is wrong, I really would like it if you express it to me and you don't just like ignore me for a month at a time. I don't know about some of you, but I'm not gonna sit here and explain that to somebody. I'm sorry, I'm not. If I gotta teach you the basics of communication, why? Like, that's not going to work. And that also tells me you're not prepared for marriage, like a marriage mindset, like some of you claim, because you don't have that option when it comes to marriage, right? And certain things need to be implemented way before marriage is even on the table. And some of those things are prerequisites. Like, how do we effectively communicate? How do we effectively problem solve? Right? So if you find yourself in a situation where a man, the man that you're interested in, he disappears every time there's adversity, you got yourself a lever. You have yourself a man that's not really serious. He is emotionally stunted and immature. Because I'm telling you right now, he's not going to change that behavior by being your boyfriend. He's also not going to change that behavior if you marry him. He's going to operate in the same way, where now he's walking out on you because he needs to process his feelings. He's gone for 3 days at a time and you don't even hear a word from him. Now you're scared to even bring up anything because you just want him to come back home or you just want him to talk to you again. So now you are hoarding all your feelings because you don't want to make him run away and have to disappear again. And a lot of you put up with that type of behavior because of desperation. Oh, I just, you know what, whatever, I'm over it. And you're pretending to get over it. Like, I'm gonna also call another thing out. Respectfully, Dolores Catania from Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm at the point in the season, rewatching it, where she's still with David. It's very obvious from the outside looking in, being an observer in the audience, that clearly David is non-committal, okay? I don't know what his current status is, haven't checked on him, but from where I'm currently standing the season, he is non-committal. And that's scary because he's definitely, I'm sure at the time, at least in his 40s, right? He's done the marriage thing, he has the kids, right? And he's great to her kids as well. He's also a great doctor, but he would not commit to her. This man was allowing her to live with her ex-husband, all right? No problem. This man even took care of her ex-husband. How kind and generous of him when, because they were divorced at that time for at least like 22 years. So I guess it didn't even matter. And this man had no issue with allowing her to consistently be around. I'm not saying he should be jealous, but it's just interesting how like he genuinely didn't care. Like you could tell he just genuinely was okay with like whatever the dynamic was. He got her a Porsche instead of getting her a ring. He had her design his home utilizing her ex-husband to help them build the home. And she designed the home and she never even moved into it. That lit no fire under him. He was like, oh, word? Okay, well, I'll see you when I see you, Dolores. I tell you all the time, you can come over and spend the night. Why would I want to spend the night? I'm like a grown woman with kids. Why would I want to spend the night at your house when I told you that I wanted a commitment? I told you that, mind you, at this point, she's barely even seeing him on top of that. This guy's working all these hours. And then you get so used to functioning in being shut down that you make excuses for it. And this is why her friends were going in on her and saying, well, Dolores, I thought you said you wanted a ring. I don't want a ring. It doesn't make, I don't care. I don't need to live with him. I don't want. Yeah, you are genuinely saying that out of protection. You mean to genuinely tell me that you went from wanting a marriage to all of a sudden you don't want to leave this person, but you want less of a commitment from this person? It's because you know for a fact that's the only thing you can get is what you currently have. And that's nothing. So I'm very happy to see, that she is now engaged, I believe. So I'm very happy that she actually found, you know, the per person and her true love. I haven't gotten to the season yet where I even saw how that started, but I'm very happy for her because he was just ridiculous. And it's sad that as women, we tend to put up with a lot of things like that. I am of the belief, again, when you don't value something, you lose it. I am of the belief that I'm not going to let someone mishandle me, mistreat me, all these different things when you don't see my value when I'm walking through the door. I don't believe in he cheated on me. He did all this stuff. We have no kids yet. We're not even married. All these different things. I'm putting up with all of this and thinking it's going to radically change. No, we're done. It's already checkered. It's already stained. Let's just cut our losses and let's just move on, okay? When you do not believe that you are the prize, you will always tolerate behavior that insults you, right? And it's one thing to act like you are. Oh, yeah, like I said, relationships will keep you honest. We will see how you're treated. We will see how you believe what you believe about yourself to be true. Because it is true. We accept the love that we think we deserve. So you will call the red flags potential. You will call inconsistency. Oh, well, he's just busy. He works a lot. He whatever. he works a lot. Was he not also in the beginning trying to see you like every day in 1 week at a time? And now with the same job, he's even busier. You will call disrespect, miscommunication. Oh, yeah, I know. You know, he saw me the other day in the parking lot and he just drove right past me. I really don't even think he saw me, to be honest. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, no, he saw you. He didn't want to speak to you. So let that sink in. He does not like you. You are simply afraid to walk away because you don't trust that another opportunity will come. And that is not love. That is scarcity. And scarcity, my friend, is not from God. So when you have the main character energy, you have to understand that this requires detachment. You cannot have main character energy and be addicted to validation. There is this false sense of main character energy where you're manufacturing moments that are like all about you and trying to like fake the funk when it comes to confidence, and you're very loud with it. Confidence is quiet, boo. You don't need to be the loudest person in the room. You don't need to scream your accolades from, you know, across the room. You don't need to introduce yourself to every single person. Hello, I am an influencer for the past 7 years. I've done this, I've done that. Enough. Let your work speak for itself. Whoever's going to vibe with you, let them vibe with you. And then these same people will walk around talking about who's using them and all these different things. Stop leading with it. Stop leading with it then. Try that. They're addicted to the validation of what they, I've done this, I'm very successful, I whatever. And let me tell you this, men do not care about that. That's why billionaires will literally go and marry the hostess girl. Because what's it to them? What is it to him? You cannot have main character energy and check who viewed your story every hour. Hello? You just can't. Yes, okay, check it, whatever the case is. But you're checking it every hour. Like, is everything okay? Who? All right, let's let the cat out the bag. Who were you looking for? Tell me, who are you looking for that's looking? You want to make sure he checked your story? Is that what's going on here? Because there's only one logical explanation here. You're clearly looking for someone to be checking someone in particular, right? Let it be. You can't have main character energy and need constant reassurance that you're desired. Do you think I look skinny today? Do you like my dress? Oh my gosh, look at me, guys. I look so, and this is actually even more annoying, I would say, in friendships, if I'm going to be honest, where it's like someone is fishing for compliments. I was once friends with someone that fished for compliments. I had to leave that friendship. It started to make me feel like my compliments were performative. And that's when I knew, okay, this is misaligned, because I can't be in a friendship where you're constantly fishing for compliments. Oh, well, I mean, hello, look at me. Like, don't I look so good? Like, what? Like, let people just say how they truly feel about you. It's like weird that you want me to just blow smoke up you every single like time you feel like you're, oh my gosh, look at what I've done. Oh my gosh, look how many views I got. Oh my gosh, look at my outfit. Oh my gosh, look who emailed me. Oh my gosh, look who liked my story. Like, that's exhausting. You know what it's giving? It's giving childhood issues, all right? Childhood wounds, all right? And there is no, okay, like you can't dig a well deep enough to fill for people that have these issues. And I'm not saying that as a throwdown, but unfortunately it's true, and it needs actual therapy, because your friends cannot be the sounding board for this stuff anymore, because it's a never ending pit to try and fulfill what you never got and received growing up. Okay, then. Desire does not mean devotion. So if a man is showcasing he desires you, he's commenting on your whatever, on your sending you emojis and your DMs and all these different things, that does not mean that he's devoted to you, all right? Attention does not mean investment. He's texting you every now and again, hey, how's your day? 3 hours later, he responds to what you said. Oh, you looked great today on Instagram. Here you go, calling up your friends. Oh my gosh, like, I feel like he's just scared to talk to me because he said that he liked my dress, and I could tell, like, I think I'm just intimidating for him because he obviously knows what I have. And so he knows that I'm a girl that like has her life together. Like, he knows my presence on the internet. And so he's just scared to talk to me. Hello, guys. I literally post about relationships. Relationships and people are my ministry. It is my God-given talent to discern people and understand relationships. It's a part of me. It's intrinsic. Okay. And one thing I can tell, all right, is obviously when someone's overselling, right? So you will create a whole storyline around one little interaction. You have created a whole storyline behind this one little interaction with a guy. And let me tell you this, on behalf of your friends, they're sick of you. They don't want to hear it anymore. They don't have the heart to tell you how ridiculous you sound, but I'm here to let you know. It's annoying and it's weird. Every little thing you're FaceTiming your friends over. Oh my gosh, he literally just swiped up on my story and he started to type and then he stopped. What do you think that means? Like, I feel, do you think I should text him? Because obviously he wants to talk to me and I feel like he probably thinks I'm busy because he knows that normally around this time I tend to go live and think like, I've had enough. They've had enough, all right? Chemistry also is not a representation of character. It's not. You will have chemistry with a lot of people in your life. And that's a lesson that a lot of younger girls need to learn. You will have a connection, that fiery connection. You will have that with a lot of people, babe. And that does not mean alignment. That does not mean he wants the same things as you. It doesn't matter how much you feel that lust and that, you know, chemistry, that is not a sign that you were meant to be with someone. Oh, well, he knows my body. So that is not a sign that you're meant to be with someone. Loyalty is not something that you can convince a man into. It is a character trait. Like I said, he either possesses that or he doesn't. It's a character trait. He either possesses it or he does not. So stop trying to train grown men, all right? Because you're not a rehabilitation center. You have to be okay with that. Now let's balance this. Main character energy does not mean entitlement, because some of you really mix it up. And you think that bragging about every single thing you've ever done means, oh yeah, I'm the main character. That's not main character energy, boo. It doesn't mean, I deserve a high value man because I simply exist. Like, no, that's a little misguided. It means I am committed to becoming the woman who matches the life that I want. You want a guy to do all these things for you, to provide for you, to protect you, to nurture you, to honor you, but you're not even doing that in your own life. There's a difference. You cannot demand discipline from a man if you're chaotic. Interesting. You can't demand provision if you were irresponsible. Steward what you have. And that has been put on my heart, from the Holy Spirit. You cannot demand leadership if you resist accountability. Please, hello, hello, knock, knock. Who's there? If you are resisting accountability for your shortcomings, yeah. How are you going to demand leadership, a man to lead you? Main character energy is attractive because it's stable, right? Stable women are rare. Because there are a lot of frauds out there. Self-controlled women are rare. You have to practice restraint, babe. You do. Or you're going to keep getting the same outcome. Spirit-led women are rare. Okay. And I'm talking about Jesus Christ, spirit-led woman. They are rare. So guess what? Be rare, right? So here's the spiritual part. Some of you, unfortunately, have made idols out of relationships. You don't want main character energy. You want romantic rescue. Please understand that you are your own rescue. Aside from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hello, Jesus. But God is not writing your life around a man. My man, my man, my man, my man, my baby. No, he's not doing that. He's writing your life around purpose. Remember the story in the Bible about Esther? So she didn't enter into the palace insecure. She was prepared. She fasted. She moved with strategy. And when it was time to speak, she did. Perhaps this is where that quote comes from, if you guys have ever heard it. Perhaps you were here for such a time as this. Something of that nature. I'm paraphrasing. But I love that saying because it just carries so much weight of like you showing up and the call is on you. You are the generational curse breaker. You are the chain breaker in your family. Perhaps you were created for such a time as this. Let that marinate. Main character energy is not loud. It's obedient, right? So if God is saying, if you're saying, God, if you called me to it, I will walk like it, right? Even if I'm single, even if I'm rebuilding, even if I'm misunderstood, even if I have to walk alone through this season, but I trust you more than I trust attention. So stop performing, right? And don't beg to be in anyone's life. You are not a background character, all right, in someone else's love story. You are not an extra in a man's ego development journey. You are not an emotional getaway car. You're not a placeholder. You are the storyline. Okay, period. And the moment that you start acting like it, watch how the casting changes. Okay, I'll see you next week on Quality Queen Control. Make sure that you hype this video up, guys. Make sure that you give this video a thumbs up. Make sure that you rate the podcast 5 stars if you are listening. And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah.